Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to Intuitively You. I'm your host, Danielle Huff. I'm so excited to be here with you today. And I know we talk a lot about energy and answers, but that's exactly where we're at right now in the universe. What's coming? What's creating? Or what do I need to know that I don't know yet? These are the things where your minds are going into daydreaming a lot right now and into just really a rest period, even though there's a lot going on. So be gentle with yourself. And even through this show, you're going to find out that you know things in the moment that you desire to know them or need to know them. It has nothing to do with time, space, reality. It's really when you're ready to hear or be in awareness or see. A lot of times when we talk about knowing things, we think it needs to come from this booming voice from above, but it could come from a book or a sign or a billboard or your guide talking to you. People say, well, I don't see energy, but you do see energy every day. Like you just see it in the 3D realm. So with that, we're going to play a little bit today and have fun with this because that's what life's about, right? Playing and having fun. But also through this, I will be opening and shifting some energy. And towards the end, we'll do some light language to help your awareness just to assist and open up in new ways because rote is boring, right? If you get up every time the same day, go to the same job, that gets boring. You may love what you do, but just mixing it up a little bit helps, right? So we're going to mix up and play a little bit in the world. And we're not always talking about the spiritual world. Like, I don't think we need to define spiritual, physical, mental. Like, it's all oneness. But as you're coming into knowing that, and that's a big concept. So break that down in your own time. For a moment, I want you to just get quiet and take a breath in. And on your in breath, you're going to ask a question, whatever that question is. And on your out breath, you're going to receive the answer. Maybe your eyes go to a certain part of the room or you hear your guides or your spirit or your heart give you the answer. These are all parts of you. Or maybe you're like, I already knew that. A lot of things you already know, but you're taught that you do not know or you shouldn't know. And these are where we're going to break through the limitations of your mind today. Because as much as you have limitation, you have freedom. And so we're going to break free from the old into the new. And what better timing on earth? Because right now, everything is going upwards and unsettled because contracts are being finished. Not really broken to say, and nothing's broken in energy, but you finish that journey and it's okay to move on. But sometimes our beliefs are built into, well, we're supposed to stay in there forever. And that's not always true. That's a man-made belief. Nothing in spirit is forever. Everything's always changing and evolving. So there may be a little channeling because I can feel that coming. Haha. But let's start and let's play. So on the in-breath, I want you to ask what you want to know. Breathe that question in as if you're presenting it to your mind. And on the out-breath, hear what the heart tells the mind. Feel that. Sense it. Your whole body is sensory. We narrow it down. Listen. Get your answer. And if you question it, breathe that question in again. Universe does not get tired of answering the same question over and over, but you'll get tired of getting the same answer over and over, right? So play with that a little bit. See how it comes to you. How did I feel that? How did I hear that answer? How did I sense that answer? And I think a lot of times in learning and just working with my guides, you know, in our physical realm, our five senses can even overwhelm because there's five, right? And that's big for the mind. But it's really not. Your whole body senses things. Your toes senses just as much as your nose and your ears and your eyes. It's just interpreted through the body differently. So when we talk about the five senses of hearing, seeing, feeling, and knowing, taste, and smell, those are just partial parts of you. But you could ask your big toe the same question that you ask when you breathe in, and it would give you an answer.
especially muscle testing. You can do that with your toes. Or you can feel, what are my feet feeling the answer is? What is that for me? And maybe there's energy running now through your feet and you're receiving the message. The key is a lot of times people don't get quiet or breathe to hear the answer. Like, oh, I should already know that. Like, why isn't it here yet? But it is here. Don't rush it. Breathe it in. Because once you know that you know, your trust and your intuition, your intuitive self becomes to come alive. And when that comes alive, what happens is it breaks the barrier of your old belief systems. Because most of your belief systems is saying that, oh, I didn't know, and then I learned to believe this way. But what if you break through that barrier and know that there's even more? And the thing is, what comes to your knowing is for you. So don't, well, why didn't I get that download and create that amazing product? First of all, were you even thinking about that product? Were you even thinking about things like that? Probably not. So it's not like your universe has randomly dropped something on you. That's not how it works. But use your creative mind to tap into that knowing that if you want to create something, you can. You hold it in your mind and it creates in the universe and then it comes to you. These are very quick steps. Time is illusionary. So with that, hold on, I gotta breathe. So with that, the interview is strong. You will understand in a new realm that what is for you will be given to you. And not that you're worthy or unworthy, it has nothing to do with that. But that free will of you asking is what, when the answer presents itself, right? A lot of teachers teach the answer comes before the question or you wouldn't know to ask. That is totally true. But with our conscious linear mind, you're like, what? So we're going to move that a little bit and just start playing with asking. Well, what if I wanted to know what this theory meant? Or what if I wanted to know what the leaf was thinking? Or whatever that realm is that you want to play in. And it could be as simple as looking at your calendar and going, wonder what that meeting is going to be about today, and already sensing and knowing what that meeting is. These are quick, energetic ways for you to move forward on your path. A lot of times you spend waiting and you sit in silence or you sit in meditation thinking that you need to be there 30, 40, 50 minutes, and there's no judgment with that. But intuition on the go, knowing in the now, knowing that you know, how much clearer is your mind? How much less scattered is the mind when the answer comes? There's almost like a ha-ha moment, right? Or an ah, I can breathe now. So when you're asking, ask one question and sense the answer. Because here we go with our rabid mind, right? Hey, what's this? Where'd that go? Where? And then the universe is bombarding you with answers, but you're not getting them because you're speaking. So when you're talking, you're not listening. When you be quiet, you will hear. You can do that with friendships. You can do that with, like, if you're listening to someone in your silence, you're hearing them. But if you're trying to talk when they talk, neither one of you are hearing. None of you are listening. You may hear noises, but you're not going to get the full message. So in silencing the mind and the stillness is all we're talking about, like just clear, that clear mirror, that clear lake view, whatever that means, a clarity for you, it doesn't mean to stop in action. Stillness is action. There is action in stillness. But you've been taught, as many of us, that stillness is sitting still, be quiet, don't move. But in stillness, if you can really work to keep the mind in the still point, you will have more clarity because you'll be open to listening, seeing, hearing, and you won't be scattering your thoughts of wonder what this is, or wonder how that creates, or wonder, wonder, wonder. That wonder is what scatters the energy. But if you trust before you ask that the answer is already there, then you will trust to receive that answer in the moment. But be gentle with yourself. Ask one question at a time. Ask for one opening at a time. And that's not going to delay your journey. It's working on your belief of trust within you.
Because the more you trust yourself, the more you'll look outward for answers. You'll go through your heart center. The heart knows 7 seconds before the mind. So the answer does clearly come through the heart, even though you may sense it through your ears as a hearing, or you may sense it through your eyes as visual. The heart creates it first, the heart energy, that heart source. So when you're working with your mind and heart and you're asking it to be still, it's not a silence of don't hear my thoughts or don't hear, but it's a stillness of clarity. And play around with that and see how that works for you. What does it mean to be still? It's not always a quietness. There could be a rippling of energy in there saying something to you. You know, what are your needs for today? What does that look like? They're already known. But maybe your awareness was to the left or to the right. So as energy comes, your mind already knows how to interpret. Your mind already knows how to focus it. But what I see a lot of people are trying to do, right? I'm trying to interpret that. I'm trying. No, just allow. Try as a cop-out word because it doesn't tell your mind to do or not do. So move that out. Move that space out just a little bit to say, I can receive answers. I do receive answers. All answers are known to me. Start running that mantra and see what changes in your life in less than like 10 minutes. But we can really go 24 hours for those that need more convincing. But that's where it goes. So nothing's unknown. But a lot of times we want to block the knowing. Signs, synchronicities give us knowing. You may ask to see a number or a letter or something to say, am I on the right path? When really your heart's already told you yes, but you're asking for a conscious convincer. There is nothing wrong with that. That is you playing in the energy to say, this is how I want to show up and play, right? There's nothing wrong with that. You watch children play and really get into the roles when they're imagining that they're cooking or they're teaching school or they're guns and robbers or whatever they're doing. They really get into the act of it because they're believing that in that moment, that's who they're portraying. It's no different for you, but you've been taught that you're not supposed to do this or you have to act this way or it can only come this way. We're going to move those barriers today through some light language, but we're also going to move them with conscious movement because what you can do consciously, you will believe in much easier because it's like, oh, I did feel that or, oh, I did feel that shift, right? And you're not going to feel everything. And even with vibration, sometimes it takes you sleeping or taking a nap for it to integrate. That's just the body going, oh, we're at new levels or we're at new healing. But there's really nothing that you need healed from. You need to release the stories that say that you're unhealed or that you're broken because there's nothing in the universe that came in broken. However, there's a big modality out there to fix and heal and move and people need to go through that to realize their true power, their true potential, and knowing that you are powerful in whatever way that you believe is the faith that you have behind that. So if you come from a certain background, you'll believe these beliefs, and then you come from another background, you believe these beliefs, and they don't always align. But what I'm asking you to do is for a moment to open up your belief system. Maybe it looks like a box or a filing cabinet. And look at them and say, do I believe this way anymore or is that just stuck in there because no one's moved it or I haven't moved it, right? You're responsible for you, not for others. But as you're doing that, it brings in awareness that most of our beliefs we don't even use anymore from childhood, but they're imprinted, right? And that's what we're talking about, the imprinting of energy. So for readers, for those that read energy or feel energy or sense energy and interpret energy, this is a great way to open your mind to say, how else do I feel? How else do I read? Because as you do this, it opens up more gifts within the body, within the mindset, within your journey, because there's many gifts for you to uncover. And if you don't know your purpose and you don't know where you're going next or what you feel you're doing, get quiet and say, what do I love to play today? What if I could wake up and money wasn't an issue, play this today? What would that be? Because that's going to align you to your passion. And if you really are off kilter or you feel your passion is changing, you can always connect with me through JanielHuff.com or you can call in. But these are ways, because there's certain pathways in your mindset that you're going to be moving and breaking patterns. And that's what we've been seeing. The pattern of the unknown is now being broken into the known. How awesome is that for this generation? And how much less teaching will we need in the world, because they come in already knowing, right? A lot of students today that I work with, and I'm saying grade school, high schoolers, and, you know, they have a belief that school, they already know. They don't really need school. They just are ready to do their passion. They're ready to do their work. Do they need guidance? Yes. Do they need understanding? Probably not. But they do need to stand within their passion to receive. So this whole new generation that you're seeing coming in so enlightened, and we'll use that as a term, is because they've already been here, right? They've been here many, many times. They already know the language. They already know this. They already know how to walk. They already know how to talk. They already know how to communicate. But we're trying to teach them differently, and they're like, what? Why can't I do it this way, right? Well, that doesn't follow the rules. Well, here we are today to break the rules of the spirited mind, because the mind is spirited, right? Your soul and mind come in. Your soul and spirit connect at the back of your head right there. We could feel that nodule. That's where the spirit comes in. So that knowing is there. The mind is outside yourself. It's not what you think is inside your head right here. The mind is outside of you as much as it's inside of you. That's your auric field, right? So as you're learning, you can imagine, if you want to play with this, this is a good one a kid gave me. Well, I just ask and then I look up and then the answer's right there, because he believes that, right? And that belief comes true for him. So you may say, well, when I say this, this happens. Well, what's that mean to you? When you discover your own meaning, and a lot of the meanings is the language that you use. So if you work with me, I listen to your words and your language, because you have a definition behind there. That's a knowing. You're knowing something in a way, but it may only be in this way. So as we shift that energy, and as you open the mind to say, what else can I discover? What else can I know? You're going to understand a lot more about yourself. And it's really not out here in the world. The world's not out there. There is no out there. That's a projection of you. If you're mad at someone, then that's a projection of you, not them. You're projecting that anger into that person when it's really about you. This is going to be a healing for a lot of people, because you wonder why you're mad or why this happens and why that happens. Your whys can be answered with you. But you have to go. You have to get in quiet into your mind, into your heart, and ask. And be willing to hear and see and feel. Nothing is going to take you out. You're not going to have this big bang theory come through and you're like, I can't handle that. When it's just simple truth, right? And truth, when you know something's true, it can be told in 20 million different perspectives, but it still says true. And that's what you're looking for, especially if you're reading energy. Like, I see a lot of energy readings, and they do so surface. When they know that they know, there's deeper, but they don't trust themselves to go there. But you are your own reader. You are your own intuitive. And when you start owning it, that I am intuitive, I do know. You may not know what the other person knows, but maybe you're not supposed to. Like, I don't know much about mathematics, and I don't think I'm supposed to. But other people can know about it and get insight and understand it, but that's their journey. So you're not here to encompass it all. You're here to come. You're here to play with what you brought in, what you agreed to, your soul contracts, if you will, or what you didn't finish in your last lifetime may come around. And some things will just dissolve themselves into new knowings. But you have within you all the parts you need to know for your journey. Will teachers show up on your path? Of course they will. But they're the knowers of you knowing, right? Because you had to create them to come into your life. They're the creator of you. So as you're creating this time for you, what do you want to play with? What do you want to be involved with? You know, so many people don't want to get involved anymore because there's too many politics, there's too many this, that, and that. But that's a story within itself. If you can move back and be the observer, and a lot of times you get more understanding of what's really happening. And so that quick to respond, that quick to anger, that quick to resolve, it's not always a quickness. there may be some time and space in there to really see what it's for and ask for a new perspective to be presented. Right before you go to bed tonight, ask that you wake up with a new idea or a new way of looking at something that you were looking at, and it will happen if you allow it. You may end up dreaming about it. You may end up getting an answer when you open your eyes. We receive energy and answers at all times, but we're not open consciously. Someone once said, well, that would just bombard you. Remember, you're the controller of this. So if you're not ready to know, you can say stop, right? It's not going to keep coming. You have free will, but at the same time, universe respects your boundaries of where you are. It doesn't push or pull you. That's people pushing and pulling you because you're not doing what they want or on their timing. So look at that and bring your power back into your center space. And as we breathe in, we're going to return the power of you back to you, to know, to know, to know. This is going to break a lot. I just heard we're going to break a lot of codependency today. And we're all connected and we're codependent, but not in the way that a lot of people on earth are showing up. Like, we need each other because we're all one. But if you're sucking energy from someone else, then you need them way more than you need yourself. So we're going to reset that as we play here today. So you can maybe see a ball of energy coming back into you. You may see cords coming back into you. Whatever you feel, whatever you imagine, however you're bringing your power back to you, you're recentering yourself. As much as you're grounded, you're enlightened. Ascension is a word, but it's not above, it's not below, it's within. And as you hold more light in your body, your journey will change. And some people call that ascension because you move from here to here. Leave that open. See what it means to you. There you go. And as we're pulling the energy back in, I'm just going to channel and do a little bit of light language. If you're open to receiving, just say yes. If you feel that's not for you, just say no, and then the energy will go right around you. It totally respects your free will. Okay, just a moment. And here's the energy. Here you go. You can feel that ramping up. And the voice, Kai Sinai, Eli Sai, Kai Mai Sinai, Kai Kai Simana, Tai Sai, Tu Sai, Tu Sai, Tu Sai, Ai, Ai, E, Mai Nai, Ai, Sina, Kui, 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 Sai, Sai, Wai. Right, sign my eye, sigh. Ooh, summon eye, eyes. And as the message opens your soul, open your mind, just breathe that in, feel what you feel. Light language is a great way to bypass your conscious, connector. Sorry, I'm trying to get my 3D words back. Hold on. Ooh. Here we go. Okay. So your critical factor, if you've heard of that, that's what they move in hypnosis a lot of times so that your mind doesn't go, that can't be possible. What? You move through that. We move through that with the vibration of the light language that moves the energy, that gives us a command or a story or a knowing to your soul that then can be regenerated or re-given to you on a new level that you understand to change. And this is just channeling through me right now. So a lot of you that were trying to hold on to the old and you're getting the chaos or you're getting felt like, oh, I don't need to do this anymore, but I don't know what to do. Just breathe and do nothing. Just be. Go out in nature. Go be with you. And why do I say go be with you, right? Because you're with everyone else in your mindset. Then go. Come back into you. This is not a selfish journey, and you're going to learn that being, quote, unquote, selfish in the 3D world is amazing because you are about you first,
and then you can show up for others, right? As you show up for you, you show up for them. And then you're never drained. You don't have a draining because you're replenishing and giving and receiving in the same breath. A lot of people think giving and receiving are opposites and they're oneness. When you can really release polarity of your words, polarity of your beliefs, you come into a new realm from 5D up, which even the dimensions that we talk about are labeled in 5, 6, 7, 8, when it's really all oneness. But if I was to just say, man, you are in oneness with the universe, that would flip you out. You'd be like, well, what dimension? How do I know, right? So we want to just break it down into our common minds because that's how it understands. But the truth is, if you're in 17D to 25D or 100D or whatever you want to call it, you're an all-dimensional human being. And when you start playing with that and pulling in the parts of you with that, you are going to have so much fun on Earth. And you're going to look back and go, what was I worried about? What was that about? And not to say those things aren't important in your life today, but you're making them more important than they need to be. And I know I'm speaking to someone right now because your minds are shifting. I can feel it. So let's just reprioritize or allow the universe to prioritize for you what's most important and be there. You don't read the whole book in one sentence. So when you want the big picture or all the details, the mind goes, whoa, I don't think I can handle that. And so God, source, universe, whatever you want to call it, says, okay, I'll feed you what you can take. And that's why a lot of you get little snippets of wisdom here, 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 and here. Because think about if you would have had all that download at once, you would have been like, woo, I'm out. Or what do I do with all that, right? Because the truth is, as much as we're not on linear time, universe waits for our opening. Waits for our opening. We're not opening for them, right? It's oneness. Waits for our opening to be able to speak. Slow down. Wherever your race is, it's non-true. Wherever your monkey mind starts, that's old patterns, old beliefs. They don't work today. And say that when you hear that. Hey, that stuff, that chatter doesn't work anymore. Knock it off. Yes, be your own person. Be your own teacher. Because as you do that, what happens? You know that you know. Because in the teacher to know, you don't go to a teacher that doesn't know. That wouldn't make sense, right? But we do that. We ask everyone else for their advice and their ways, and we think they're going to work for us. You know, take a moment and say what works for me. And definitely take their wisdom, because a lot of people have wisdom. It may not be the direction, but the words are wisdom to you. So how do these words apply to me? How do these words fit in my universe? You're the creator. You're the knower. Breathe that in. I create, I know. I know I create. I create, I know. I create, I know. There you go. And I'm just going to, there's going to be some silence because we're running some energy. Your bellies are like, blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to just kind of smooth that over. And as we smooth that over, there it goes. Yeah. We're just going to take this last few minutes and we're going to breathe within ourselves. Get quiet enough to hear your heartbeat. That's your true drum. You do drumming from the outside. We do sound bowls and all this stuff from the outside. But every vibration is held within us. Tap into it in your own way. Tap into knowing in your own way. Muscle testing. Amazing for that, right? So you have convincers. If this is all new to you and you're just starting your journey into this world, definitely connect. Connect with me with daniellehuff.com. Get all your information that you need there. We can schedule. I work around the world. There are no limits. But take time to let this integrate into your body. And then if you're on social media with me, you're welcome to give feedback from these shows, share with others whatever you need to do, whatever you felt led to do. This is a service to you as to me, because as I share, I receive more. Right? You never really hear me talk about the same thing twice, because why? That would get boring in my world. That's the Gemini in me, I guess, but that would be boring. So
With that, take a breath, release, and until we meet again, stay in peace, my friend. Bye for now.